听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 7. Relax or die. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce the program Relax or Die. Fill in the blanks based upon the information you hear.
Thank you for tuning in to our program on this very sad day. It is on this day that we will review the life of a great artist, Chun Yifei, and consider the examples set by him. For many people, it may come as a surprise that he is dead. Chun Yifei seemed so active during his life, and he did so much. He was a man with many interests. He worked tirelessly to spread his ideas about art. He created many beautiful pictures, and he was a success in business. He even made films. However, the actors who worked with him said he would work for days without rest. According to doctors, his busy work schedule finally overwhelmed him. Once again, thank you for listening. In the next hour, we will discuss the life of this great artist, Chun Yifei, and the lesson we can learn from him about overwork in Relax or Die.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. You've been working so hard. I know you don't want to rest because you love your job, but remember what people say. Relax or die.
Thanks for caring so much, but really, I'm feeling fine. I don't need time off.
Question. Why does the woman say she doesn't need any rest? Two. Aren't you taking on too much work? Life is meant for fun, you know?
If I had less ambition, I could relax more, but I want to get a better job.
Question. Why does the woman work so much?
3. When did it become clear to you that the company president was working himself to death?
I had no idea he was overwhelmed until he quit. Before that, I always thought he was happy.
Question. When did the man realize the company president was working too hard?
4. You look very tense these days. What's going on?
Work. My new boss is giving me too much to do and a lot of pressure to get it done quickly.
Question. What makes the woman feel stressed?
5. Are you sure you want the job? The previous 3 managers developed psychological problems because of the stress.
I think I'll be able to handle it okay because I'm much younger.
Question. Why does the man think he can deal with the stress of the job? 6. From my viewpoint, stress is best handled by taking regular vacations from work.
Are you kidding? If I did that, my work wouldn't get done, and I'd have even more stress.
Question. What would give the man more stress?
7. The interviews will be tomorrow. What should we look for in a new employee?
I think we need someone who looks physically healthy and able to deal with stress.
Question. According to the woman, what kind of employee should they look for?
8. I've been feeling a little overwhelmed lately. No matter how hard I work, I can't seem to catch up.
Well, you can't work 24 hours a day. Set your priorities and only do what's the most important.
Question. According to the man, what should the woman do? Nine. Oh, could you give me a break once in a while? People can be worked to death if they don't get a chance to relax.
I had no idea you were having such trouble. Why don't you take a vacation?
Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers? Ten. I'm glad you came. Maybe I can suggest some ways to help you reduce your stress.
Thanks a lot, Doctor. I didn't know where else to go. I've just been feeling so stressed out lately.
Question. Where is this conversation taking place?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the four possible choices.
What do you think should be done about the new employee?
The one that started last month? I didn't realize there was a problem. He always gets all his work done before the deadline, and he even does extra.
That's the trouble. He's doing too much.
Why is that a problem?
Because no one is tough enough to handle a heavy workload forever. He's bound to crack sooner or later, either physically or psychologically.
So you're worried about his welfare?
I suppose so, but I'm most concerned about his work. If he gets too tired, it will suffer.
Okay, so what do you recommend?
Giving him a vacation might be a good idea.
But then we have another problem. He's the only person in this office who can do that work.
Well, then what do you think should be done?
How about we give him a vacation, but give him some work to do while he's away?
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. According to the woman, what is the new employee's problem? 2. What does the woman expect to happen? 3. What is the woman's biggest worry concerning the new employee? 4. What does the woman suggest the man do for the new employee? 5. What does the man think about the new employee?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. Sometimes a cure to a problem can become a problem in itself. This is what I've discovered in the last year. It all started when I went to a doctor and told him about the stress I felt because of my work. He recommended that I take up a sport to help me relax. At that time, it sounded like a good idea, very rational. I would schedule some light physical activities in my life and have some fun. But that wasn't what happened. I joined a volleyball team, and it was fun at first, but we began playing important games for honors and titles. And as the games became more and more important, I became more stressed. Now, I have more stress due to a supposedly fun activity. I wonder what my doctor will say next.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What did the speaker find out during the previous year? 2. What did the doctor advise the speaker to do? 3. What did the doctor's idea sound like to the speaker? 4. What was the result of the speaker's decision? 5. What is the speaker curious about?
1. Now listen to a dialogue from the movie The Family Man and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Kate! You can't go! Don't get on that plane! Please, let's just go have a cup of coffee. That's all I'm asking for. I'm sure there's another flight to Paris tonight.
Jack, what are you doing here? Do you need closure? Because if you do, after all these years, you got it. I'm okay. I'm fine. I was heartbroken, Jack, but I got over it. I moved on, and you should move on too. Okay? I'm sorry. I just can't. I've got to go. I'm sorry, Jack. Sorry, excuse me. I'm sorry, I was here.
We have a house in Jersey. We have 2 kids, Annie and Josh. Annie's not much of a violin player, but she tries real hard. She's a little precocious, but that's only because she says what's on her mind. And when she smiles... And Josh, he has your eyes. He doesn't say much, but we know he's smart. He's always got his eyes open. You know, he's always watching us. Sometimes you can look at him and you just know he's learning something new. It's like witnessing a miracle. The house is a mess, but it's ours. After 122 more payments, it's going to be ours. And you, you're a nonprofit lawyer. That's right. You're completely nonprofit. But that doesn't seem to bother you. And we're in love. After 13 years of marriage, we're still unbelievably in love. You won't even let me touch you till I've said it. I sing to you. Not all the time, but definitely on special occasions. You know, we've dealt with our share of surprises and made a lot of sacrifices, but we stayed together. You see, you're a better person than I am. And it made me a better person to be around you. I don't know, maybe it was all just a dream. Maybe I went to bed one lonely night in December and I imagined it all, but I swear, nothing's ever felt more real. And if you get on that plane right now, it'll disappear forever. I know we could both go on with our lives, and we'd both be fine. But I've seen what we could be like together. And I choose us. Please, Kate. One cup of coffee. You can always go to Paris. Just, please. Not tonight.
Okay, Jack.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Assumptions and supposition. 1.
Who do you think murdered the man?
Well, I don't know, but I assume that his wife killed him.
I think she is innocent, but the police have a strong case against her.
Let's just wait and see.
2.
What do you think of his research proposal?
Let's assume that he has all the necessary funds. He still does not have enough time to carry it out.
You've got a point there. He has a lot of other commitments.
Yes, I think it's going to be a problem.
3.
Mary, it looks as if it's going to rain.
It is. I hope the bus will come soon.
Suppose it rains before the bus comes. What shall we do?
Don't worry. In that case, we'll take a taxi home.
Elimination.
Your paper contains a number of colloquial words and phrases. Remember that academic papers should be written in a formal style.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should go through your paper again and eliminate all of the inappropriate words.
Yes, thanks. I'll do that.
Restrictions.
Calm down. Calm down, Bob. Don't get so angry.
Their behavior is intolerable. There's a limit to what people can bear.
Yes, I know. But you shouldn't make a scene in public. You need to show restraint.
How can I restrain myself when they were calling me a liar?
Listening and speaking. Listening and discussion.
Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and try to answer and discuss the questions.
Stressed out at work? You are not alone. According to a survey by Northwestern National Life, 40% of American workers say their job is very or extremely stressful. Among the leading causes of increased workplace stress are 1. Longer hours. The average number of hours that people say they work has actually risen from 41 a week in the early 1970s to 50 in 2004, according to Harris Interactive. Meanwhile, leisure time has dropped from 26 to 19 hours a week over the same period. 2. Overtime all the time. Many people feel liberated by innovations like mobile phones and wireless internet access. People now have the ability to work anywhere, but the use of these devices increasingly blurs the line between work and personal time. 3. Career concerns. Job insecurity is also a major source of workplace stress. The rise in outsourcing, together with the trend toward temporary employment, contributes to that feeling of insecurity. A growing body of research indicates strong links between stress and disease. Stress has been linked to colds and flu attacks, muscular problems, psychological disorders, workplace injuries, suicide, and cancer. According to the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, healthcare expenditure is 50% greater for workers who report high levels of stress. While it is no secret that stress can harm our health, a 2004 University of California, San Francisco study shed light on how that process might work on a cellular level. The study found that stress actually causes immune cells to age prematurely. In a study of mothers of chronically ill children, researchers discovered that the cells of the most stressed-out women showed signs of about 10 years accelerated aging. Fortunately, researchers have made strides in the field of health, especially concerning job stress. But in a new twist on an old issue, they're not suggesting behavioral changes for alleviating on-the-job stress. Instead, they recommend that employees alter their work conditions by reducing workload, increasing control over their work environment, and seeking more social support.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Recite the following poem. Things that never die. The pure, the bright, the beautiful. That stirred our hearts in youth. The impulses to wordless prayer. The streams of love and truth. The longing after something lost. The spirit's longing cry. The striving after better hopes. These things can never die. The timid hand stretched forth to aid. A brother in his need. A kindly word in grief's dark hour. That proves a friend indeed. the plea for mercy softly breathed, when justice threatens high, the sorrow of a contrite heart, these things shall never die. Let nothing pass, for every hand must find some work to do. Lose not a chance to waken love, be firm and just and true. So shall a light that cannot fade beam on thee from on high, and angel voices say to thee, these things shall never die. Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Hey, David, what are you going to do during the spring break?
I don't know. I don't have any plans yet.
Well, Lisa, George, and I are planning to go up to the mountains for 3 days.
That sounds like fun. I might join you guys. How are you going to get there?
Since none of our cars are very reliable, we're going to rent a car. There's a campsite where we can rent a large tent. It's almost like a little house. If you join us, it'll make the cost per head lower.
Plus, we can take turns driving.
Sounds like you've already decided to come. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't.
Well, then you should definitely join us. We'll only be gone 3 days, and when you come back, you'll be relaxed and ready to study again. I've been up there twice, and each time I felt great just being close to nature. After the trip, I was like a new person, totally refreshed mentally and physically. That's why they call it recreation. Recreation. Get it?
Yeah, I need some of that. Let me think it over. I'll let you know tonight.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
1. Who were originally planning to go on the trip?
2. How are they going there? 3. Where will they sleep in the mountains? 4. Why does a woman think it is important to go to the mountains? 5. What will the man probably do that night? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices. Stress is a natural part of life. Stress is when you are worried about getting laid off from your job or worried about not having enough money to pay your bills. In fact, to most of us, stress is synonymous with worry. Plenty of things can cause stress in a person's life. The trick is to remember that some types of stress are good and others are bad. Good or normal stress might show up when you're called on in class to answer a question or to give a report. For example, you may do a better job on your book report if the anxiety inspires you to prepare well before you get up and read it to the class. But bad stress can happen if the stressful feelings continue for a long time. You may not feel well if you are worried about a family member who is sick, if you're having problems at school, or if you're going through anything else that makes you upset every day. That kind of stress isn't going to help you, and it can actually make you sick.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What does stress mean to most people? 2. What is the trick of dealing with stress? 3. What can stress cause you to do when giving a book report? 4. When can bad stress occur? 5. Which of the following might cause bad stress according to the passage?
3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
A study has found that most people with severe mental health problems go untreated in developing countries. The World Health Organization says between 75 and 85% had no treatment within the past year. In developed nations, between 35 and 50% went untreated. The Journal of the American Medical Association published the findings. Ronald Kessler of Harvard University and Bedirhan Ustun of the WHO led the study. They examined the results of questions asked of more than 60,000 adults in 14 countries. The most developed nations were Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Spain, and the United States. The less developed ones were Colombia, China, Lebanon, Mexico, Nigeria, and Ukraine. Researchers gathered the information between 2001 and 2003. They asked the same questions in every interview. They wanted to estimate how many people have mental disorders and what kind. They also wanted to learn what treatment, if any, the people had received within the past year. The problems considered included nervous anxiety and uncontrolled anger. Others were such things as eating disorders and disorders related to the use of alcohol and illegal drugs. The percentage of people who said they had a mental disorder differed greatly from country to country. The researchers found that for most countries, the rate was between 9 and 20%. The United States had the highest at 26% of those questioned. The Chinese city of Shanghai had the lowest at 4%. The researchers say they believe this difference shows how mental health is seen differently around the world. They say people in many non-Western countries are often less likely to admit they have problems. In almost every country, the more severe a problem was, the more likely it was to be treated. Still, the researchers say many people with minor mental health problems are treated, while many with serious disorders are not. They say this is not simply a problem of limited treatment resources. It also shows that resources are not being used well. The researchers call for new efforts at early intervention. They say early treatment of minor disorders could prevent many serious cases later.